The following shi'or has been delivered by Rabbi Eitan Aviv, member of the Bet Havad Kolel Dayanut, and has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halacha Center.
For more shiurim or information, please visit vshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Parashat Miketz. We will speak today about a few inyanim in Hilchot Hanukkah, and specifically which is Nogia for Sephardim. So there is a sugya in Shabbat, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. And it talks about the sugya of Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin, on the Ner Hanukkah. So before we start the sugya, we are going to try to explain today a few halachot, very common, that the children, they make their own menorah in school, and they bring it home. Now we know, Shitat HaShulchan Aruch, and that's a minhag Sefaradim, that the halacha is Ner Ish Ubeito. When you light the menorah, you light one menorah per house, one ner, one candle per house. And the minhag Ashkenazim, which is according to the Rama, he holds that you light kefi anshei habayit. That means that every person in the house, he lights his own menorah, his own ner, and the more people you have more menorot in the house. So the question is like this: so the child comes home with his menorah and he wants to light it. Is the father allowed to let him to light it? He's a Sephardi, which is makpid and it's halacha. Avner ishu beto, just have only one candle. Could he let his child light his own menorah? Or you say, no, he can't, because the mitzvah is ner ishu beto. And as we're going to go along, we see it's nogia for a few more she'elot. If a Sephardi goes to Ashkenazi, what does he do? Or if Ashkenazi comes to a Sephardi, what does he do? As we're going to go along, we'll see different cases, different halachot. So the Gemara starts like this. Tanu Rabbanan. Mitzvah Hanukkah, ner ish ubeto. A mitzvah is, you should have one ner for the house. And that is good for the whole b'nei habayit, or yotze, with one candle. The ha-mehadrin, people which are more mehader in the mitzvah, ner lekol echad v'echad. They light one candle for each person. So if you have five people in the house, each person lights one candle per night in the house. The ha-mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, people which are more mehader, near the machloket, bet shamay omrim, yom rishon madlik shemone, mekan v'elach pochet v'olech. Bet Shammai say that you light, starts lighting 8 in the first day, then you go down 8, 7, 6. Bet Hillel omrim, yom rishon madlik achat. Then the first day you light 1. Mekan v'elach mosif v'olech. From now on you mosif v'olech. And the first night you light 1, the second night you light 2 and 3. That's how you go on. We hold the halacha like Bet Hillel. And the Gemara says the reason is, keneged yamim hayotzim, Bet Hillel are trying to show you that how many days we have in Yemei Hanukkah and how many days we had the Nes going on. So the first day we light one candle to say we had a Nes for one day. And then we're continuing. When it was the second night, we're showing that the Shemen was lit already for 2 days. The Nes was 2 days. And the same thing, we're continuing to 3 and 3 days and 4. We continue till the end of the Yemei Hanukkah, which is 8 Nerot, to show Hatmadat HaNes, how much the Nes was going on for. Because of that, the Tosfot on the page say, it's Dibur HaMatchil VeHaMehadrin. Tosfot say like this, Venire Levi, the Bet Shammai uBet Hillel, they are not going on Ner Ish uBeto. That means that when you have a she'ela, if they don't go only a ner ish ubeto. That means we had in the Gemara, we had like this. Mi'ikar adin, ner ish ubeto. One candle per house. Mehadrin, do candle for each person. Then it says, mehadrin, min ha-mehadrin. The most hidur. What is the most hidur? Bet Hillel say, to light every night another candle to show that madat hanis. The question is, mehadrin, min ha-mehadrin. What are they going on? Are they going back on the original halacha av ner yishu beto. That means that you have to have one candle, and on that the Madrin say, no, don't light one candle every night. Why light one candle the first night, and then two the second night, and go on three and four? That's one option. Or you say, no, the Mehadrin, Min HaMehadrin, they go back on the Mehadrin. The Mehadrin that say that you light a candle for each person, says the Mehadrin, Min HaMehadrin, don't light only one candle per person. Light for each person one candle and two candles and three candles as you go along to show the Hatmadat HaNes. Tosfot say, like the first option we said, that the Mehadrin, Min HaMehadrin, go back and Ne'er Yishuv Beto. When you're lighting one candle, you should light it one, two, and three. Each day you should add it another Ne'er. The reason for that is, Tosfot say, because when you're trying to show something, if you're going to have a bunch of candles in the house, people from the outside are not going to know how many days it's the day for Hanukkah. So, for example, if you have one menorah, and you're going to light in the first night one, and the second night two, so everybody is going to see, oh, today it's two nights. We know the mitzvah is pirsum enisa for the people that are walking outside. So they see two candles, they know today it's two nights, and they come in the third night, and they see three candles, and they see, oh, the nest was for 3 days. But if you have a bunch of people in the house, say the Tosfot, you can end up having so many Nerot in the second day. If you have three people in the house, you'll have six Nerot in the second day. People are going to get confused from the outside. They're not going to know how many days it's tonight. Therefore, that we have to say it's going back in the Alachah Ne'er Yishuv Beto. And if you want to be Mehadrin, Ne'er Mehadrin, make sure to have only one menorah in the house. And every night you're going to add one more candle. That is Shitat HaTosafot. That the Rambam argues on the Tosfot. The Rambam is in Perek Daled, Hilchot Hanukkah, Halacha Bet and Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam says that no, Mehadrin min HaMehadrin goes on Mehadrin, back on the fact that we said that Mehadrin light, each person lights one candle. Mehadrin min HaMehadrin, if there will be more Mehadir, that each person should light the first night one, and continue with the second night two. And says the Rambam, according to that, when you're going to get, let's say you have 10 people in the house, the first night, everybody lights 10. And the eighth night, everybody's going to light 8. So you're going to have 80 candles in the house. That's what's going to come out. According to the Rambam, that's what he said. And he says, however, the Minhaga Pashut is in Are HaSefarad is to light one candle per house. But the Rambam Shita himself is each person lights a candle. Now, it's interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch usually goes with the Rambam and the Ramah goes with the Tosfot. Over here was the opposite. The Shulchan Aruch posek like the Tosfot and the Ramah pasak like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Resh Ein Aleph Seif Bet posek like the Tosfot that even if you have many people in the house, they only should light one menorah, one ner per house. And the second night, you add in two, and the third night, three. The Ramah says, no. Yesh amrim kol echad mi b'nei habayit madlik. Each person from b'nei habayit lights his own menorah. V'chena minhag pashut. However, says the Ramah, a very interesting thing now. When you have, let's say, two or three people in the house, they're going to light their own menorah. Each person should put his nerot in a special place, in order for us to see how many nerot he lights. That means that he was worried about Tosafot's problem, that if you're going to light all in one place, people from the outside are going to get confused. They're not going to know on a second night, let's say, that is how many nerot there are. But now you are lighting in separate windows, separate areas, so people are going to know, oh, this menorah is showing me too. That menorah is in a different place showing me too. They're not going to get confused with the amount of nerot that we need for that night. And the Makor of the Darkei Moshe is really from a Maharami Prague, like he brings in the Darkei Moshe, that we could be Mekayem, this Minhag, Al Pishidat HaTosafot. And, however, Shulchan Aruch does not hold like that. He says that even today it's Mashma, you light only one menorah per house. Now the question is, well, what's wrong with the Ramah? What's wrong with this halakha, with this idea of lighting it in different places? Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say, like the Ramah, that you light in two different places, and you could be Mekayem, the halakha of Mehadrim in Hamadin, like the Rambam? You should light, each person should light as much as that night. So for example, we're in the second night, each person should light two Nerot. He should light, each person should light in a different window. And this way there'll be no mistakes. And everybody's gonna see from the outside there's only two Nerot per window, and they're gonna be Yotzei the Mitzvah Pirsum HaNisa. So really, there is a Sefer Knesset Yechezkel in Siman Yud Zayin, the Sha'aret Teshuvah brings him down in Od Gimel, and he actually speaks about an interesting case when you have a Adam, which is the Ashkenazi, and he went to a Sephardi for Hanukkah. So now there's an interesting argument over here. The Ashkenazi says, I want to light my own. I don't want to be Yotzeh with your menorah, one menorah per house. My minhag, like the Ramah, is to light one menorah. To light, each person should light, not only one menorah. So I want to light my own. And you, the Baal HaBayit, you light also. Says the Sephardi Baal HaBayit to him, what do you mean? My minhag is to have only one menorah per house. I don't want you to light next to me. That's not the halakha of Shulchan Aruch. It's only one menorah per house. So the Knesset Yechezkel wants to know, does the Sephardi has a zchut to be moche in the Ashkenazi or not? So he says, Eino yachol limchot biyado. You have to let Ashkenazi light his menorah next to your menorah. And he says, the reason is, interesting thing. He says like this, that the Shulchan Aruch says that you have one menorah per house, it's only when they used to light outside. We know that Bizman HaGemara, everyone used to light outside. Today, in Eretz Yisrael, also, they went back to Zman HaGemara, they lighted outside of the house, not inside of the house. But, Be'galut Mechutz La'aretz, because of Chashashot, of the Goyim, Sakanot, we light only in the house. However, we make a Hekev to Bnei Roshut HaRabim from the window. But the Ikar is the Hadlakah for Bnei HaBayit. We light it in the house, that the people from Bnei HaBayit should see it. That's a Pirsum HaNes for Bnei HaBayit. That's the way it works today. We're not lining for outside people, we're lining for inside people with another ma'ala of showing it it's possible to show it to the people from outside. But the ikar leka is for people from inside. Says the Knesset Yechezkel, if that's true, there is no reason why not to light inside. You could even light two menorot inside. Because the whole reason when we were lighting outside, the halakha is tefach hasamuch lepetach. You're lighting right next to your door. You have only a limited space of where to light. Another Shulchan Aruch says, ne'erishu beto. Don't light a few menorot in one place. Masha enkin today, that we are able to light in different places in the house, vaday Shulchan Aruch maskim to the etzav darama, and therefore you're allowed to light in the house in different places. Therefore, if the Ashkenazi is asking the Sephardi, could I light my own menorah? I said, you could light it, just to go to a different window. You light there, I light over here. And since you're lighting in the house, and you could light it in two different places, then Shulchan Aruch is maskim to the Aitzah of the Ramah. However, this is the Knesset Yechezkel Svarah. However, the Minhag is not like that. In all the Mekomot Moshevotehem of the Sephardim, in Chutz La'aretz, in our days, and it used to be like that, they always light one menorah per night, even when you are lighting inside. The reason is because there is somer on Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch wasn't mechalek that he's lighting it only for when he's speaking only when people used to light outside. Mashmam Shulchan Aruch that even bezman hazeh that we light inside, still he says that you should not light more than one menorah. So we're back to our question: what is wrong with the etzah of the Ramah that today we're inside? Why can't we light in two different menorot, in two different places in the house, different windows, and even according to Shulchan Aruch, it should be okay. So, really, you could ask a question like this. that you could make a hakira like this, that when we say, there is a way to say like this. The Chatam Sofer brings down that for Nashim, Bezman Hazeh, they don't light their own candle. Even though the Rama says that ladies, that every person should light his own candle, so maybe ladies also should have their own menorah, says the Chatam Sofer, that they should not do it. And the reason is like this. Because Bezman that you have Ikar HaTakana, when you still light candles outside, it says, Vadai the Nashim did not light. Why? Because Kol Kevoda Bat Melech Penima. It's a niyut that the Isha should go out and light candles. Vadai the husband used to light for the wife. So he said the Chatam Sofer, even today, that we light Mibifnim inside the house, you don't have that reason anymore, Kevoda Bat Melech Penima. Still, the Isha should not light inside, doesn't have to light inside, the husband should light for her, she doesn't have to have her own menorah, because Be'ikar HaTakana, whenever Chachamim Metaken Adlakat Nerot, was, they excluded the ladies from the action of lighting because used to light outside, and that still stays in our days that we light inside because we're going with the Ikar HaTakana, and it doesn't change. So according to this, someone wants to say that the same reason applies to Shitat HaShulchan Aruch. The reason he said HaShulchan Aruch did not say the Etzah of the Ramah to light in different windows, different areas in the house, is because Be'ikar HaTakana, Mizman that Chachamim Metaken Adlakat Nerot, where were you supposed to light? Outside, right? You're lighting outside. So when you light outside, you only have a small area, Tefach, Asamuch LePetach, only one area to light. In that area, if you light two menorot, you're not going to have a care. People are going to get confused. So since Bizman Hazal, Bizman HaTakana, you cannot light, two people cannot light two menorot, only one menorah per house, even, so today, even today, that we light Mibifnim, inside, we going to the same, with the same Takana, that you should not separate yourself in two different places, rather you should light one menorah per house, like it used to be, Bizman Hazal. Now we could go back to our she'ela that we started off with. She'ela was, if you have the children, they make the menorot in school and they come back and they want to light their menorah together with you. So according to what we're saying, the halacha should be like this. If you want to put the kid in the same place as you, that's not the right thing. You should not light in the same place. But if the kid wants to light his menorah, he could light it in a different place, in a different window. And that is not going to be megarea. It's not going to ruin the heker of the hadlaka of the balabait. We said the Shulchan Aruch does not argue directly with the Rama. He has no problem of lighting in two different menorot. He just says you don't have to do that because we go with the Ikar HaTakana. When Chazal Metaken was only one menorah per house, so the same way today it stays one menorah per house. But that's mitzad the hidur. You don't have to do more. But if you want, if somebody else, a child, wants to light, it's not migareah, it's something that doesn't take away from your hadlaka. And therefore, if he wants, you could let him light. However, there's going to be one chiluk between the halakha, in that situation, the Rama, between the Rama or between the Shulchan Aruch. That if, by Ashkenazim, so that child is going to make his own beracha on the menorah. However, according to Sephardim, according to Shulchan Aruch, the child should not say his own beracha, because again, he's not mechuyav, there's no hidur, he's not mekayem mitzvah with lighting that menorah, because the halacha is ner yishu beto. The Ikar HaTakana doesn't change, there's only one menorah per house. You can't make beracha on an extra hidur, which is not really hidur, according to Shulchan Aruch. It just doesn't take away from your hidur, but that itself is not a hidur. So therefore, the child should not make a beracha. He should be yotzeh with your beracha. And if he wants to light somewhere else, you are able to let him light. It doesn't take away from your hidur. Another thing that we could learn from here is when people are guests by other people. So let's say you go to a house. The halacha is that if you go to stay with somebody for Shabbat, Hanukkah, let's say, so you're going to be mishtatef v'priteh. That means that you're going to give him a quarter or a dollar, and you'll be mishtatef. You add your shutaf now with his hadlaka, and you're yotzeh with his hadlaka. That's what Shitat Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rama, that also meikar adin, he could do that. But if you want to be mehader, the Rama says that each guest, each oreach, should light his own menorah. And that's the minhag Ashkenazim. When they go travel to, they go to family by Hanukkah, Shabbat Hanukkah, let's say. So each person brings his own menorah, and he lights his own menorah. The Baal HaBayit has his menorah, and then the other person, the guest, lights his own menorah. According to Sefaradim, not one menorah per house. So you mishtatef with Baal HaBayit beprite. Now, interesting sheila. Let's say you have a Sefaradi that is going to Ashkenazi for Hanukkah. So now in the Ashkenaz house, you have a bunch of menorot because all the children, everybody lights menorot. So should you be mishtatef with the Baal HaBayit, with Peperuta, or not? What's the tzedadim? On one hand, it says the halacha is, when you go against somebody, you mishtatef, you give him a small amount of money, and you shutaf in his hadlaka. However, in our situation, if you're going to be shutaf with that hadlaka, that is not hadlaka, which is good according to Shulchan Aruch, because according to Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to have one ner per house. And over here, you have a bunch of menorot. Could you be mishtatef and pretend such a situation? The answer is, according to what we're saying, if in that household the menorot are separated, it looks as if they are separated, there is no problem to be mishtatef at the Baal HaBayit. He has his own menorah. It's nikar to the outside people that is a separate menorah for the Baal HaBayit. You could be mishtatef with him. And it's not migareah, it doesn't take away from the fact there's other menorot around the area if it's not mamish in the same area. If it's in the same area that it's not nikah for the people from outside, so that's a different story. Maybe in that situation, it's better for you to light in a different spot in the house, your own menorah to be yotzei by yourself, and not to be mishtatev at the Baal HaBayit. But whatever we're coming out over here in the shiur today is that Shitat HaShulchan, even though Shitat HaShulchan Aruch has ner ish ubeto, only one candle per house, if you have other people that want to light in different areas, it doesn't take away from the mitzvah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot make a beracha on that, but it doesn't take away from the mitzvah. So therefore, if you have a tzorech, as a child, or somebody, a guest, Ashkenazi by you, and he wants to light, if he lights in a separate area, it's mutar l'chatchina, even according to Shitat HaShulchan Aruch.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakhic consultation, monetary Bet Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.